In their scarlet tunics and bearskin hats, the Coldstream Guards march down the hill alongside Windsor Castle, their black boots and brass trombones gleaming in the sunshine. But don't be fooled by the pomp and pageantry. This is business.
That's what the fabric of the town is. Business revolves around the royal family and the royal positioning in town. It all revolves around that.
Deputy leader of the local council, Phil Bicknell, says tourism is by far the town's biggest industry. Thanks to the royals, 7 million visitors flock to Windsor every year. An extra 100,000 are expected on the wedding day. And with dollar signs in his eyes, Bicknell anticipates a big influx of free spenders from the US.
The Americans are very keen that they're going to get into the royal family at last. They must be over the moon that at last they're going to get some American blood into the royal family.
Of course, another American divorcee, Mrs. Simpson, stormed the ramparts of the British monarchy 80 years ago. But since that ended in an abdication, no one in Windsor wants to dwell on it today. They're too busy making money.
And I will give you your change. Your receipt and your change.
Here in the King and Queen gift shop at the foot of Castle Hill, Harry and Meghan memorabilia have been flying off the shelves. Fridge magnets, T-shirts, tea towels and mugs bearing images of the happy couple and costing $18 or more. Here I bumped into a British customer, Margaret Tyler, adding to her collection of royal souvenirs.
I've got about 10,000, but...
10,000?
In my house, yes, yes. I've got no room to move, hardly. I've got a settee, a television, a little kitchen. I haven't got anything else.
You're a monarchist, then?
Something like that, yeah. I'm so excited about the royal wedding. I can't wait.
And she'll be here again in Windsor on May the 19th, wearing her brand new Union Jack blazer, waving two large British flags and cheering on the royal couple.
We just want a glimpse of them, don't we? We just want to see them. And they look so happy. Harry looks ecstatic, doesn't he? And we all, when his mother died and he was a little boy walking behind her coffin and the letter on the coffin that said Mummy, we all sort of adopted him, didn't we?
Tapping into that huge popularity, the merchandise makers have been working overtime and mostly without royal approval. The wedding has triggered an avalanche of tasteless and totally inappropriate tat, including some truly bizarre items, like the Harry and Meghan breakfast cereal and the Crown Jewels condom. But bobbing on this tide of mostly forgettable memorabilia, there is one item that's attracted much attention, a plate bearing the image of Meghan and this well-known redhead.
She played the fiddle in an Irish band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Kissed her on the neck and then I took her by the hands. A baby, I just wanna dance.
No, not Prince Harry. It's the slightly less popular English pop star Ed Sheeran. They got the wrong redhead. Lucy Bryant of Modern Chintz, who made the plate, says she made the mistake on purpose.
I wanted to have a plate that would just make people giggle if they got the joke.
Her inspiration was a mug commemorating the wedding of Prince William that bore a picture of Harry by mistake. Her joke is paying off. The plate is selling fast and at $35 a pop, even though this isn't quite in the spirit of a royal wedding.
Can we deduce from this plate, Lucy, that you're not a fan of the monarchy?
Well, yes, you can deduce that. I don't really feel that they have a place in our modern society.
You're not excited about the royal wedding, then?
The short answer is no.
But you are going to cash in on it.
I am. I am indeed. And that makes me very happy.
Her happiness might be rather short-lived if the royal legal crockery begins to fly. If, say, there are legal problems and a lawsuit over the use of Meghan's image. But Lucy Bryant is planning a preemptive peace offering to the couple, her plate as a wedding present. Stephen Beard, DW, Windsor.